Hi, I'm Bob Crawford from the Avett Brothers, and the podcast you're listening to is part of the Osiris Network, a global community connecting passionate music fans with podcasts about music, artists, and culture. For more information about all the shows in our network, please visit osirispod.com. Osiris.
You're listening to Which Is Better with Brad Edwards, Gary Fletcher, Sean Parrott, and most importantly, me, Mark Anunsen. Also, that monkey guy.
Oh, God damn it. Hey, everybody.
Hey, hi. Bradley.
You guys are birds.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Really?
Sean, you're a bird because you sing beautiful songs that make people happy.
Yeah. That's true.
That's the kind of bird you are. You go, people go, aw. There you go. That's the kind of bird Sean is. Gary is the kind of bird. Gary is a bird that's stuck inside a Home Depot.
Yeah.
Like, you're not meant for this.
That's the, man, that's great.
That's what Gary,
yeah,
that's not an insult. That means that you got better, you're meant for better things.
Now I've flown into the, sliding glass door like three times.
Yep. And you're like, this isn't right. Yeah. I mean, this is pretty big, but this can't be it.
I'm just laying in a paint bucket, looking at the ceiling. Just,
you shit on people sometimes, and that's sort of fun. Uh-huh. And there's plenty of bird seed in there, but it's not, you're meant to be in the sky, man.
Yeah.
No, well, I don't mean heaven.
Dead?
I mean, no, don't take it that way. I mean, you should have wings like an angel's wing.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm saying Gary is we captured a little lightning in a bottle, a lightning bird in a bottle. We got Gary.
That's really sweet, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. That's kind of.
I thought you were gonna say I was a bird because I shit on your car. See right there.
So it was you. Well,
he's a car shitter.
I am.
You'll have to forgive me if my phone beeps because my phone just decided 2 days ago that all sounds are on, and no matter how I alter the sounds, get a text, bling.
You ever did a hard restart?
Where you turn it all the way off and then turn it all the way back on?
I need to hold the home button and the power button at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it does a hard reboot.
I need to do that.
Yeah, that'll fix it.
It's just, but from one day, okay, it's Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday, this is happening. So at some point, the phone went, I'm going to start. I made a choice to do a thing that no one told me to do.
Phones are weird, man.
Is that an iPhone?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You got to do that hard reboot, man.
I'll do a hard reboot. And
changes
see.
Everything.
Well, I'm not going to do it now. I'm just saying that if you hear a bling or something,
okay.
I'm not being a dumbass. It just
okay.
Just,
all right.
Well, you know how I am with technology. I just
we do.
Oh, yeah.
Can never get anything to work.
We do.
It's a weird thing.
Well, you got to be patient. That's the hardest part about technology.
It'd be funny to do a movie like that Sam Rockwell movie, Moon, but it's just you dealing with space and fucking computers and shit.
I'm like, the movie would just be a remake of Powder.
God. You're
like, anytime I'm near a computer, it's just like...
He hates computers.
They should just drop me behind enemy lines and like just stand near like the Russians' missiles and be like,
ooh.
It doesn't. I'm pushing the button. I'm pushing it. Well, what am I supposed to do? All right, guys. We had a great Jokeymon Saturday.
I heard that is true.
You should have seen Gary.
He was fun. Killing it.
What did Gary do?
He got the hands card, so he had to hold hands with this guy.
Ooh, yeah.
He just fucking ripped on this guy. He said he looked like a graffiti artist.
Wow.
He's like, this looks like a guy I've been writing moist on everything.
I got him good. He was super fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what was he saying?
I like did a punchline and then...
He was like,
Or he was like, oh, yeah.
I think I've got it recorded. Oh, boy. Okay. Well, boy, we got a big one ahead of us, so let's go ahead and get to it. All right.
Okay.
I will start off with Brad's tip. Brad's tip, pot roast. It's easy to make, guys.
Yeah.
Get yourself a pot roast. Just go down to the grocery store. Get a roast. Doesn't matter. Ooh, this size, right? Doesn't matter.
No.
Just get a fucking big steak.
Yeah.
Just get a piece of meat and put it in a roasting pan.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Cut up some onions. Sure. Cut up some tomatoes. That's my secret thing. Cut up some potatoes. Cut up some carrots. 350, put it in the oven a couple hours. How many hours? A couple. Two.
Yeah.
Three.
However you...
Doesn't matter. Yeah. 10. In the room, you're like, oh, this smells like... Oh, you're like a grandmother. Mm, that's good. Yeah. You want to be a grandmother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be a grandmother, because I'll say this. A mother can soothe an upset baby.
Wow.
But a grandmother can soothe an upset mother.
Oh, dang.
So make a pot roast and be like a grandma. That's Brad's tip.
Damn. That's a great tip.
Fuck. Thank you. Now, we better get right to this and call Mark for Mark's financial advice.
Okay.
Dear Mark.
Mark.
Hello. Mark. Oh, hello, friend.
Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Oh, hey.
We didn't interrupt you cutting the... help me.
You mowing the yard?
This could be a mini episode.
Cutting the grass. Mowing the lawn or cutting the grass?
That good.
I'm just going to stall out and say neither. Mowing the grass would have worked. Cutting the lawn.
I am going to cut the yard after this call.
Cut the yard.
Nice.
Oh, and here's a video. People in the southern states say, shah, who cares? Oh, yeah. We call soda Coke. Well, we got some financial questions for you. One particular.
Great.
This one was submitted by Matt Jackson. Matt Jackson, thank you for submitting a financial question for Mark and Ensign. Matt's question is, tell us about reasonable gambling.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for bringing this up, Brad.
Huh. Actually, is there such a thing?
Well, yeah. So I actually was talking to Matt Jackson, and he was surprised that I like to gamble because I like to, you know,
yeah,
have all this financial advice. I'm like, save your money, invest your money.
Right.
But I love playing poker. I love the craps table. You want to bet on a game? Let's bet on a game. Fantasy football. I'm all in on gambling.
We talked about poker one time. Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the thing. You got to do it responsibly.
Okay.
I have special money that in the gambling world we call a bankroll.
Oh.
That is only used for gambling.
Mm-hmm. It's like a hobby.
It's a hobby, yeah.
Like some people buy electric trains, but instead of spending $100 on an electric train, you spend it gambling.
Exactly. I don't golf. I don't go fishing.
You don't golf.
I don't have a boat.
No.
I don't.
You don't have a kayak or anything.
Nah, no. Bike? I don't have a bike. I got gambling. That's the only thing I have.
Well,
so any extra money I have from like gambling, lottery tickets,
yeah,
stand-up comedy, I throw it all into my gambling bankroll.
Okay.
And you're like, well, what happens if it all goes away? Never all goes away. You know why?
Because you win.
I win. Yeah, I'm really good at this.
You're lucky.
But you never spend more than 10% of your bankroll at any given time.
Oh.
So you always have, like, you can only lose 10% at a time.
Oh.
That's really smart.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's genius.
You're brilliant, Mark.
I want to speculate on, I think, I'm going to get, you don't have to, Mark, you don't have to answer this. This is just me guessing to the boys. I bet Mark's bankroll is $10,000.
Wow.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
It's less than that. But over the years, when it gets to a certain point, I will take money and like the last synthesizer I bought out of my bankroll.
Really?
Yeah. You know, so every once in a while I'll take some money out.
Well, as far as hobbies go, I mean, you're not gonna go watching birds and accidentally double your money.
No.
You know, so exactly. As far as hobbies go, that's pretty, it's great. Everyone. I think Mark's saying get all your money.
Yes.
Gamble it away.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You could do dumber things than that.
Yeah. Well,
You've got nothing to lose except for everything.
Wow. Mm.
Exactly.
That's a great point, Gary.
And you don't need anything anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're just being selfish.
All you need is love.
Yeah. Yes.
And you can buy that for like $200.
Yes.
$200 investment and you get love.
Yeah. It depends how charismatic you are. If you're very charismatic, you can buy for almost nothing.
Mm, yeah.
Like
Sean. I know guys who are ugly, terrible people.
Yes.
Don't have any money.
Yeah.
They got so much love.
Yeah.
They got so many people loving them.
Are you talking about yourself, Brad?
Whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Just teasing.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Just teasing. You have money.
Do you love me, Mark? Wow.
Wow, he hung up. He actually hung up.
I was just joking. Hey, Brad, yeah. I'm serious. This new stereo you have, it's you're going to be a chick magnet.
We're recording the show on my stereo right now.
Yeah.
This stereo.
Is that what happened the first hour of me trying to answer the phone?
That was because I was way out in the country. I knew that wasn't going to work. Oh, I thought you meant when I actually called you. The first person I called on my stereo was Mark. And the phone didn't work. But it's because I was out in the country. And like the way they mounted the mic, it's like kind of up near the visor. So if I move the visor to block the sun, like the mic gets knocked. It's not ideal. But I'm still pleased. And yeah. I can call people. And I love gambling. That's what we're talking about. Thank you, Mark. Gambling. Thank you
love
for
you guys.
Reasonable gambling.
You're the best, Mark.
All right. Loves us as a whole. Not me. But whatever. That's fine. That's
manage
fine.
Your bankroll. Manage your bankroll.
Manage your bankroll, Brad.
Maybe if I manage my bankroll a little bit better.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Bye, friends.
Bye.
Bye, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
Ooh, good old Mark. He's a good boy. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Gary's special segment.
Hey, everyone. This is Gary's Storytime Corner of Memory Lane.
Wow.
So I figured since today we're doing the cult leaders versus serial killers.
Oh, that's right up your that's right up your alley.
Yeah, I don't know if we've mentioned it on the podcast before, but I know you guys know, and some of the listeners may know that I actually grew up in a doomsday cult.
What?
Yeah.
I spent my a pretty big chunk of my teenage years
made you the man you are today.
It really did.
The sad,
the Home Depot bird.
Man. I'm telling you.
Caw.
So I figured I'd take my corner time to kind of give a little bit of a backstory. Okay. That way we're not just diving into
for
it.
For the good of the whole show. That's yeah. Cool. Okay.
So when I was like 14 years old, we started going to this church here in Nashville. And this church thought that Y2K was going to be the end of everything. Like they thought the computers were going to shut down. Yeah. Fucking nukes were going to go off and, you know, martial law was going to be instated. Pretty much everybody in the church was homeschooled and everybody had like buzz cuts and just looked the same for the most part. All the women wore like denim skirts and shit like that.
Oh,
and
like long to the ankles.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Kind of that Pentecostal look.
Yeah. I've seen them around.
I like that.
So we spent like 2 years living on the property of one of the deacons in the church because all the people were encouraged to like live together in certain areas, like away from everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I raised like chickens, like 200 chickens for 2 years, spent pretty much most of my time like in the gardens and shit like that working when I wasn't being homeschooled. Mm. And, you know, I was like a 14 year old kid. So
that's
I was
exactly
like,
what you wanted to be.
Yeah. Doing. That's, you know, it's the dream. but I was like, the problem was I was like horny all the fucking time, but there was like nothing you could do about it.
Well,
and I remember one time
you had chickens.
Yeah, we did have a lot. I had 200 chickens. That's like a harem of chickens.
Yeah.
It's like I'd be like the Song of Solomon of chickens. But our church was like next to this computer parts store, and one day me and my friends were outside like looking through the dumpster and I found like a Sports Illustrated edition and I was like, oh fuck yeah, dude. This is a shit
swimsuit?
Right here. Yeah.
Swimsuit? Ugh.
And it was the one where they had like body paint and shit like that.
Oh yeah. Boy. That's not even a swimsuit, man.
No, there wasn't even a swimsuit there. So I took it home. I like snuck put it in my pant leg and like actually had it in the church and like got it home and all this shit.
Man.
And I was pretty nervous about it. And I like I used it like a few times, but then I started to feel really guilty about it. And
wait a minute, used it how?
I jerked off my 15-year-old or 14-year-old.
Hell yeah!
Penis.
Describe your 14-year-old penis.
It was 12 inches back then.
Hell yeah!
It shrunk.
Can I pause your story right now?
Yeah.
Just if we could all take a step back to the how little it would take to jerk off to when we were
oh
kids.
Yeah God
like, what compared to what we need
oh,
now.
Oh, I know.
Okay, anyway, yeah. Please continue.
So I felt guilty about masturbating. I would go to the altar and like pray to God to help me like not masturbate anymore and shit like that. Mm-hmm.
Was this like, did you guys have confession in this church?
We didn't. It was more or less confess to God, but I would have to tell my parents shit, and sometimes I would have to tell deacon shit. That was the worst part. I had this magazine. I felt bad about it, so what I decided to do was, like, burn it. So I took it outside, and I put it on our grill, and it's like... It's just like, you know, smoke's billowing everywhere. Sure. And of course, the deacon whose property we lived on, he sees the smoke.
Oh, no.
And he like comes over and he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm burning porn. Like, I couldn't lie about it. Oh, I'm making hot dogs. Like, so I told him what I'd done. And he was like, okay, well, we're going to wait until your mom gets home and we'll figure out what you need to do. And my mom gets home, they end up talking, and then my mom comes to talk to me and she's like, okay, so this Sunday you're gonna go up in front of the church and you're gonna tell everybody what you did. And I was like,
fuck me,
this dude. Like,
how many people are we talking about?
60, 70.
And something. This is at the time everyone you basically know and interact.
It was
with.
Everybody.
Your whole world.
Because we had been cut off from our family. I wasn't, you know, I was homeschooled, so I was only around them. So I was gonna have to go up in front of everybody and be like, "Hey, I've been beating off with garbage porn."
Like girls your age.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. Fucking Christ.
No. And while this whole thing is going on, too, like our church was like stockpiling weapons and shit, like. They had
what? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they had guns, tons of guns, and like we're starting to wear like fatigues a lot and shit like that.
Maybe I did know that.
And we had heard that somebody in the church had bought grenades.
What?
What?
Yeah. And my mom was like bothered by it. And yeah. She had even asked somebody, she was like, hey, so did somebody buy grenades? And the deacon in the church goes, well, you know, grenades are good for dispersing large groups of people.
Yeah, like, no, we know.
Yeah, we know that.
That works really well, yeah.
And that was what was weird, too. It was like, you know, Jesus didn't say, like, if somebody asked for food, to shoot them in the fucking face with a rocket launcher.
No, but, I don't think so.
Jesus Christ.
They didn't even have rocket launchers then.
Yeah.
Well, how did the big confession go?
Well, so, those two things were kind of happening simultaneously, uh-huh. Like my mom having issues with that and then this. So we get to church on Sunday, and you know, I spent the entire week just being terrified.
Sure.
Like I couldn't sleep, you know, I was like praying every fucking night. And we get to the church and my mom gets pulled into the pastor's office, and she's in there for like 15 minutes or so. And then she comes out and she's like crying her eyes out. And she's like, she comes up to me and my brother and she's like, boys, we have to go. We have to leave. What? And I was like, okay, all right, sure. We get out to the car and I was thinking, man, we got kicked out over me jerking off. Like this is, they really take the shit seriously, yeah. You know? But I asked her what had happened and she was like, they didn't like that I was questioning the weapons thing.
Whoa.
And they kicked us out. We're excommunicated.
Wow.
And I was like,
But wait, that's your home, too.
Yeah, I know. But I was so happy. I was so fucking happy. Wow. Because that's... I didn't have to go up there.
Because you didn't.
And tell them I'd been jerking off. I was that close to having to do that.
Oh my God.
And that would have like, I mean, I'm pretty depressed now. That would have made my life 10 times worse. I'm sure if I had to do that.
Oh my God.
But yeah, we couldn't talk to anybody afterwards. Like my friend, like we, you know, wasn't able to communicate with them and all that stuff. So it was weird. And then, you know, Y2K didn't even happen. So
what did that do to your faith? Because in a way your prayer was answered.
It was.
You got out of the thing.
I mean, I don't know. It definitely, like, I was an atheist after that, for sure.
You think if you had had a more mainstream kind of just run-of-the-mill Presbyterian, you know, just religion, that you'd still be religious?
Maybe. I don't know. I think it definitely put a bad taste in my mouth. But I don't hate Christians as much as... I don't hate Christians as much as you do. And
I hate them.
Yeah. And
I don't hate Christians.
But Christianity.
I hate Christianity. Yeah.
But I don't know. It, it definitely had an effect on that stuff. But yeah, I'm glad that, I'm glad we got kicked out. But it fucking sucked. It was a terrible 2 years. And yeah, a lot of weird shit happened. I'm sure we'll get into it tonight.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, all right. Follow that, Sean. It's now time for Sean's Corner.
Hey, guys. This is Sean Parrott of Which Is Better Podcast.
Yeah.
On the subject of serial killers, I thought I might give the fans out there a nice recommendation for a little film called Manhunter, directed by Michael Mann, the first screen appearance of Hannibal Lecter.
Okay.
It's a great movie. You know, it's right up, in my opinion, right up there with Silence of the Lambs as like a great serial killer, creepy ass movie. It's the same story as they eventually made into Red Dragon, but it's good as hell.
But Hannibal Lecter is played by
Brian Cox,
who did a great job.
Yeah, Brian Cox is great.
And it's pretty true to the book.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great, great movie. Check it out. It looks beautiful. Michael Mann makes beautiful movies. It's got that guy from CSI whose name I can never remember. It's got It's got that creepy guy who's always
Ice-T.
Yes, Ice-T. Ice-T plays Hannibal Lecter, and he plays all the other people.
Richard Belzer.
Yes, okay. Richard Belzer too. They're all in it. All
right,
check it out,
Michael Manhunter.
Check it out.
I thought you were gonna say you're a serial killer.
Oh,
I don't think I can say serial killer.
Serial killer.
Ooh, this is a hard one.
Yeah.
The 36th Chamber of Shaolin. I was trying to say that the other day.
The 36th Chamber of Shaolin.
The 30th. You do 36th. The 36th.
Speaking of.
Yes.
And before we move on, I watched the Fist of the North Star.
Okay.
That's currently on Amazon. And this is a Japanimation. This is a anime.
Mm-hmm. This is a Studio Ghibli.
It's kind of got the vibe of like almost a heavy metal cartoon.
Oh.
There's boobs in it. When they get into fights, they just punch people's heads off and people's brains explode and stuff like that. And it's goofy, but it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm watching this movie. We'll say this movie's 2 hours long.
Yeah.
I'm watching the guy. I don't want to ruin it for you, but I'll tell you this. If you watch it on Amazon, you get to about 5 minutes to the end, and it stops being in English, and it's back to Japanese. And so the big climactic scene, I have no idea what they're talking about. I don't know what happens. I don't know how it ends.
Huh.
It just ends. And it's not, I didn't push any buttons. I didn't do anything wrong. Just the audio was dubbed over in English, and then I don't know what happened.
Just ran out of money.
They ran out of money, and they're like, it doesn't matter. We'll just do the last few minutes. You really can figure it out, but also it's just funny.
What's up? This is Ryan Stasek from Humphreys McGee. This podcast is part of the Osiris podcast family. Osiris is a growing community of music and culture podcasts, connecting music fans with conversation, commentary, and of course, lots of music. Osiris works in partnership with Relics Magazine.
Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? I don't know. Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? Let's find out now!
Which is better? Serial killers versus cult leaders.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, I had no idea.
What it is. Well, this time you do know. All right, guys, let's go round, room, round, robin. Sean, gut reaction?
I love serial killers. They're totally cool. Serial killers, 2 thumbs up. 5 stars. 5 out of 5. The scale is 5. They get 5 stars.
Gary?
I'm going to have to go serial.
They're
serial
fun,
killer.
Man.
Sillier killer.
Sillier killers.
Wubba, 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 cult leader. You gotta love a cult leader.
No.
He leads a whole cult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cult leaders, man.
Okay.
Serial killers, they just kill people. Cult leaders destroy your soul. Let's see. First question, which is more entertaining?
Ooh.
We're talking about books, movies, series, documentaries. They're both fascinating, and we could go on and on forever about fiction, nonfiction, and all these things.
Sure.
But what's more fun? More entertaining?
I think that serial killers are more entertaining, but I do ask this question. Is the Zodiac a serial killer? Are we counting the Zodiac as...
Yes, because he killed... what is it? You kill more than 3?
Yeah.
What is it?
I think so.
Yeah, he's a serial killer.
Okay. Or is he a spree killer?
Oh, well, I think...
I don't know.
We could get into the... minutia of that.
Yeah.
I've got a pretty open mind about what anything you want to call a serial killer.
If he counts, I'm going Zodiac, because Zodiac's just one of the best movies ever.
I'm going to count Charles Manson, even though Charles Manson has no blood on his hands. He didn't actually kill anybody. But
you counting him as a serial killer or a cult leader?
He's a little of both.
I don't think of him as a serial killer. Really?
Well, kind of. He killed, but he didn't kill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he led people who killed. He's Blade. He's a little above.
Yeah, he's a daywalker.
He's got one foot in each world. Well, they killed more than one person at one time, right?
That's true. Yeah, they killed like five people or six or something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Which more entertaining? You love the movie Zodiac. That's all you.
I love the movie Zodiac. I love Silence of the Lambs. I love Manhunter, as I was saying. I'm not crazy about most. I like a lot of true crime stuff, but I don't love necessarily serial killer stuff because a lot of it is kind of the same. I don't know. Yeah. You know, they kind of do the same thing. But I love serial killer movies.
Yeah, Gary.
I feel like, I mean, serial killers are just... they're just fun. They're always trying to have fun.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you watch a movie about a cult, it's really only interesting for the last 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Because that's when some awful thing finally happens.
Yeah, that's like, when they finally summon the devil.
Yeah, they finally get killed. They finally, you know, the government comes in and destroys them. But serial killers, they're making fucking lamps out of fucking dick skin. And
Seven?
Dick. Yeah. Oh, Seven. So Seven fucking good.
Fucking insane.
They're like, they're trying to, you know, make an art piece while...
Dick lamps, baby.
Yeah.
Check them out. Turn it on. Also, the nice thing about a dick lamp is when you turn it on, the light bulb, it warms up the dick skin and you get that scent.
You get that musk.
That dick smell.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like beef jerky.
Yes.
Okay. That's a good point. You swayed me. There aren't a whole lot of, I'll give you that. There's some, I was trying to watch Wild Wild Country.
Yeah.
And it is beautifully shot.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Interesting and yet somehow boring. I had it on, I was sort of half watching it, and I was looking at my phone, which to be fair I do to any movie,
but
I was really like looking up like, huh, what are they doing now? Like I just couldn't get into it. Because there's not, you don't get as much bang I think for your buck with a cult. Okay, serial killers. Killers are more entertaining. More entertaining serial killers. Yeah. Okay, you got
John Wayne Gacy was a clown. He's trying to put smiles on people's faces.
That's true. All right, biggest success stories.
Ooh.
For cults, I'm saying Mormons.
Yeah.
Oh,
Scientology,
those are good.
But what are the biggest success stories?
I mean, Mormons have their own city.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really nailed it.
Nearly a state, really, but definitely a city.
Basically. Who have we got for successful serial killers? Jack the Ripper, he got away with it.
Yeah.
Zodiac, never got caught.
Yeah.
Was a big hit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had for a moment here William Wallace, because William Wallace was like in a time where he didn't really have serial killers, but he's like, I want to go kill this guy. And he would just go out and kill a guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know? I don't know if that's a serial killer because he wasn't doing it just to be a psycho. He was doing it because
he was having a fun run.
It was more war. But
Albert Fish, did he get caught?
I don't know.
I think so.
I mean, they know who he is, so I guess.
Well,
is he the Birdman?
He was the. I mean, he like wrote a letter to this to the victim's mom.
What?
Like he was insane.
That's pretty cruel. Rough.
He killed hundreds of kids.
What?
Yeah.
Damn.
Look him up.
I need to check that out. Oh.
Albert Fish, yeah. Sounds he was like the original serial killer.
Whoa.
Would you call him an OG?
Yeah.
Okay. OG. Cool.
All right,
sounds pretty chill. I like him.
Who had better success stories?
I think
if a cult works out, it turns into a religion. I mean, I think that's all religions are. There's, to me, a very thin line between a cult and religion. I think if there's like a color photo of the guy who started your religion, it's a cult.
Right.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I don't know what the fuck the difference is, really.
And that's
just more it's all sinister.
Numbers. Uh-huh. It's just like, how long has it been around and what kind of numbers we saw.
I think it's like Mormonism is really sinister. And at its worst, Mormonism is terrifying because it's like, oh, I'm dating 14 children.
Uh-huh.
My wives are 14 children.
Well, you think Hare Krishnas are sinister?
I mean,
that's a cult.
No. I don't know. I mean,
who knows what they're doing?
I think that's just like a small. Are they doing weird stuff?
Who knows?
Yeah.
And no, nobody sets out to be a cult either. They're not like, well, we're a cult.
Oh, yeah.
That's, I mean, yeah. Like our church didn't think they were a cult.
Sure.
Yeah, we're just a church.
Even Jim Jones, who eventually was one of the worst cults, he was like, when he started out, he was kind of civil rights. He was into stuff like that. And eventually was like, oh, wait, I have all the power?
Yeah.
Oh, what if I use this to murder a bunch of people?
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, well, I'd say...
baby!
I'm going to give this round to cults, because I think they're more successful.
Cults got big successes.
The successes are bigger successes.
I mean, it's hard to be really successful as a serial killer without getting caught.
Yeah.
I'll say this.
Yeah.
I'm fairly confident the most successful serial killer we've never even heard of.
Yeah. It's the United States government.
Oh, shit, baby. I think there, you could be someone who, if you didn't have that extra drive to rub it in everyone's face, you could be a serial killer and just go on and on and on.
Oh, yeah.
Killing homeless people and shit. Just hitting people on the margins because cops don't care or investigate or try.
Serial killer is like the only thing where it's racial profiling for white people.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If there's like three people killed in a row, they're like, we better find a white guy.
It depends. Like, if they're like, well, we found a dead body and it had like antlers screwed through its head. They're like, this was a white,
a white guy.
And they're right. They're certainly right.
Yeah. Even when the DC sniper was going around, everybody's like, we better find a white guy. This is certainly a white guy.
Right.
And then he's like, ah, not me.
I remember they were trying to blame the Matrix on that shooting.
Oh, yes.
They were like, yeah, this father and son watched the Matrix. And then,
that's what happens when you watch the Matrix.
Yeah.
Did they think they were in the Matrix?
They thought they were in the Matrix.
Did they really?
They thought they were in a simulation or something like that.
Okay. Well,
but, they're right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, human life doesn't have any value, if we're being honest.
It's just an apparition.
All right. Let's trudge along. Now, I'm going to read out some of these for you. We're talking about who had better names. There are great names for cults, and there's great names.
John Wayne Gacy.
Here's some examples. Henry Louis Wallace, the Taco Bell Strangler.
Yeah.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Okay, here's some killer names. To Simono Mizigogo. Sean will hate me for saying this. The Human Dracula. Did you ever hear the Human Dracula?
The Human Dracula? I don't think so.
T-S-U-T-O-M-U. The first name, M-I. I think they just called him Human Dracula because they couldn't say his
That's probably
name.
It.
Paul Knowles, the Casanova Killer.
Ooh.
Charles Edmund Cullen, the Angel of Death. That's a pretty That's good cool. name. The Monster. Eileen Wuornos.
Monster.
The Monster.
Monster.
She was a monster.
Oh, the Charlize Theron one.
Yes.
She made a movie.
Okay, I know who you're talking about. I like her. I support what she does.
I mean, she basically started killing people because she got attacked by so many men and then she started murdering people.
I'll fucking murder them back.
Yeah, she's
Dennis
a feminist.
Dennis Rader, the BTK.
BTK.
Behind torture kill.
I always think BTK is something Burger King related.
Yeah, it always sounds like a sandwich to me.
The BTK sampler.
The balls on that guy is he would go out on the searches with was like a volunteer.
What?
Not a deputy or something like that.
That's so chill.
He's like, let's find these people.
This guy's crazy.
Yeah. Son of Sam, David Berserker, but Son of Sam's a great fucking
Son of Sam movie. Is pretty awesome.
Zodiac.
I love Zodiac.
That's a great name. Best name, I think, Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper is awesome. Yeah. I love Zodiac and Jack the Ripper. Zodiac is cool because it also rhymes with Maniac. I like that a lot.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Also, not many Z names, so it's got a very specific thing. Jack the Ripper is cool because it's so violent.
Jack.
You know what?
Like you don't think of a killing being a ripping, but you're ripping. Ugh.
So what is Patton Oswalt's wife? What was it? Michelle
McNamara,
McNamara. She said, according to Patton Oswalt, that part of the reason they couldn't find that guy, the Golden State. The reason they couldn't find him is because they never, or part of it is they never came up with a good name. Because he was actually there were a few different people.
Oh, really?
Like he had like a pause in between. Like he had like, he was a cop.
Yeah.
And he had like got caught shoplifting like tape and like tarps and these things because he didn't want it to be a paper trail.
Right.
And then when he got caught that, he got fired from being a cop. He just sort of, no questions asked, he just left. And he just was like, that was too close for, anyway. The name gets people interested in it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so if it's like fucking Taco Bell killer, no one gives a fuck. You know,
yeah,
like,
it's not that exciting.
Like, what is that? Is that a gordita? You know,
Zodiac like, yeah. is cool because it's got, he's got a logo, he's got yeah. a name. He there's a lot it, there. Yeah,
he's like a super villain almost.
Zodiac's probably my favorite.
He sounds like an R&B artist or something.
Yeah.
He had a whole shtick. He's brow, like, everyone I kill is a, my slave in the afterlife.
Yeah.
Zodiac, and if he actually baby. Thought that, and who knows, that could be true.
What if he's right?
What if he's right?
What if yeah. he's right?
Oh, my God.
I'm
okay.
a Zodiac baby.
Those are all great names, but here's some cult names, all right? Now, the Manson family. The Mason family.
the Perry
Charles
Mason.
Perry Mason.
But that's a little of both.
Manson's
that's
nice.
A little culty, a little, you know. Yeah.
Manson's got a good feel.
Yeah, Manson.
Manson, son of man.
Yeah,
Moses.
Yeah.
Bro Manson.
Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate is a really good one.
It is good.
The Branch Davidians was weird to me.
Yeah.
It always hit my ear kind of odd.
Because I always thought it was French for a long time.
Branch Davidians?
Davidian. I thought it was French Davidians.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was Ranch Davidians.
Cool Ranch Davidians.
Give me a chance, Davidians. Hare Krishnas.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's kind of a... That's kind of a weird thing. That's a like. They, don't they just say that all the time?
They say Krishna, Krishna.
I had a friend,
like George Harrison.
My baby's mama's sister got was hitchhiking or picked up a hitchhiker who was Hare Krishna.
Oh, jeez!
And the whole time it was like Krishna, Krishna. It's like, oh, that's
yeah.
You're just knock it off.
They
for
sing.
Me.
They yeah. sing it in My Sweet Lord, though.
That's
Krishna,
true.
Krishna, Krishna.
He raps it all in there.
Yeah.
Order of the Solar Temple.
I don't Damn. Know that one, but it sounds fun.
That was a crazy one.
It's just a Stone Temple Pilots band cover band.
Take
the
time.
The People's Temple, Jim Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like that one.
Fun fact about that, they didn't drink Kool-Aid.
Oh, I know.
It was
Flavor
like,
Aid, right?
Flavor Aid, like yeah. Can you imagine?
Oh, I know.
Kool-Aid. But
people love Kool-Aid. No one ever held it against Kool-Aid.
And yeah, it never really yeah. stopped. Kool-Aid has remained yeah. the top pick.
It's like the Kool-Aid man yeah. busts through the wall. He's like, oh, everyone's dead.
Has anybody done that? That'd be a really
Surely
good
Surely someone's done it.
Somebody must have done that.
Family Guy must have done
it. Yeah.
Boko Haram, that's a cult.
That's a fun one.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, though.
ISIS.
Yeah. I think the thing that I'm going to give this one to serial killers because I think they have better names generally, and I think that's because... The newspaper, the media gives them a name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you can try it. Like Zodiac was like, I'm Zodiac. Call me, you know.
Before you guys.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Which is a little lame. Like, you can't give yourself a nickname. Uh-huh. But if you start a cult, you come up with your own name and you kind of don't want it to sound fucking yeah. sinister.
Yeah.
So you end up with, we're the Heaven's Chimney, whatever Bob and David did. You know, it's like...
We're Smiling Boys sanctuary for people who love to have a great time.
We're the Order of the Blessed Holy Friends. And but if you, like, get caught killing
friends.
People and then sticking cats' heads on their titties, mm-hmm. then it's like, titty, nipple, kitty, titty, kitty, titty.
Kitty, titty. kitty, titty killer. Titty, kitty killer.
It'd be funny if the Taco Bell killer was just mad that they called him that.
Yeah. I'm a fucking McDonald's killer. I love McDonald's. I love chicken nuggets, dude.
I wonder if he got any like money out of that.
Oh, like, that'd be so sweet.
Know? Like Jared.
At least he could get a little like sauce packet thing with his name on it. They always have those silly things in the sauce packet. Yeah.
This one's hot. This one's fire. This one's
He's like
killer.
On a commercial. Yo, killer Taco Bell.
Make a run for the border where they don't have extradition laws. Because I'm a murderer.
I'm a killer.
All right. Here's
cheesy
a real
gordita
important.
Crunch.
Who got more ladies?
Mm. Ooh,
who
like
get
got
more ladies?
Or
gets well?
Yeah,
you know.
I think you're going to get got whether you want to get got.
Yeah,
yeah.
Are we talking about sexually?
I'm talking about you're a crazy serial killer.
Yeah,
you go around. Who's the guy who killed all the college girls?
Bundy.
Yeah,
Bundy.
Ted Bundy. Yeah,
you go to jail.
you get fan mail.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Women love them.
Yeah, yeah. He's attractive.
You start a cult, you've got fucking, you know, Manson had these girls crawling around on their hands and knees.
They loved him so much.
Fucking, with X's in their foreheads and shit. Yeah. You know, like he, who gets more ladies? Yeah. Women love psychotic people.
They, yeah.
Like,
sure.
Like, I mean, we all do, I guess. But yeah. It's like, yeah. There's some percentage of women.
Yeah.
Who go, yeah. No, this is a little, this, it's like a roller coaster. Yeah. It's a little
I'm
exciting.
I'm going to send emails to Charles Manson, try to be his husband. Yeah. Or his wife.
There's something safe about sending, yeah, having a correspondent to someone in jail.
Mm. Yeah.
You don't really need to worry about it.
It's probably better than a real marriage.
What was that? What was that fucking?
Oh, yeah.
True Detective?
Yes.
Was it True Detective where the, well, who had John Cusack in it?
Not True Detective.
There was a movie or something where John Cusack was a killer and he got, a girl liked him. Oh, fuck. Forget it.
John
anyway.
Cusack was?
John yeah. Cusack was the,
he
was
the, seems like a bad idea for does. A killer since he's,
I'm trying,
like,
to think of how the movie
always plays
went.
Likeable
what
schlub.
What was that fucking movie I'm thinking of? John Cusack was in jail.
Call the hotline.
Oh, and tell us call us the hotline and tell me what the fuck movie I'm talking
What's
about.
What's the number of the hotline, Gary?
Oh, fuck.
Sorry. Who gets more ladies? Come on. Just we'll
cult leaders.
Really?
I think so.
I kind of think so, too.
Part of why they start a cult is just to, like, have sex with lots of ladies.
On the same note, I think that's part of what makes the serial killers not being able to necessarily have a healthy relationship with women.
Yeah.
So I'm going to chop them up.
That's got to be weird, too, to, like, not get laid, then kill a bunch of people, and then women want to fuck you.
Oh, yeah. Ain't that a bitch?
That's weird, yeah. You're like, oh, I did the right thing, I guess.
I should have been killing people this whole time.
Man.
I thought about doing like a dating show where you just advise men to be serial killers.
I mean, you'll get dates. I just don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think consensual sex, I think cult leaders get more sex because I feel like Jim Jones was even fucking dudes in his church.
Well, yeah.
I feel like I heard that. Yeah.
I know that. Yeah. The cults, like, you can get people in.
But also, like, how far into brainwashing is it consensual? Like,
right.
Where does that even...
that's a good
point. I mean,
point.
Who knows?
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
I mean, you're holding hell over somebody's head.
Yeah, I wonder how that stuff works, because it's like, I mean, I guess you're completely, you know, fucking someone's brain up.
But even like pastors and shit, the ladies love
them.
That's
true, yeah.
Martin Luther King was getting tons of ass.
Yes.
Because I think just being like the head of the show,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you're the star of the show.
Yeah. So
you speak with power.
Yeah.
Powerful men.
Yeah.
I would hear women in the church talk about how they wanted to fuck the pastor, basically. And it was just like,
really?
Yeah. I mean, he was like a big, handsome man.
Yeah.
I mean, and I feel like most of the...
Do you think he was fucking him?
I have always had suspicions about a few people, but yeah. I don't know. It seemed like it was kind of... And he was like a porn addict and shit. Talked about that all the time. So like,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a smart thing to talk
his
about.
His wife died of cancer, and he got married like 2 months later.
Oh, that's really soon.
That's pretty soon.
I feel like you've already, you know, held hands with someone if it's within 2 months. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
think, though, if you're a cult leader, you can be like, God or whoever we're worshiping told me that all y'all's wives need to suck my dick.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I'm just a vessel, man.
I don't even like it. I hate it.
Lord, if you say so.
You know, there is like cult leaders that probably were like, well, let's see if I can fuck these people. Like,
yes.
Like their next step.
Yeah.
To see how much they actually
and
trust
once,
them.
Once the sex happens, you're like, I bet I could kill every one of these motherfuckers. Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to see if I can fuck their husbands, too.
Yeah.
I don't even want to. Just
just for fun. Because sex is meaningless to me now because I've done it too much.
Yeah.
So cult leaders get more pussy?
I think they get more butt, too.
They get more alive.
They get to fuck more willing people, more or less. All right, well, bigger dick.
Cult leaders.
I think so.
Yeah, I feel like serial killer stuff is little dick shit.
It is little dick shit. I think if you had a big dick, you wouldn't go, I'm going to go cut someone up.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm just going to take my big dick.
I'm going to
put it on the market.
Dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Check out
Man.
This big dick.
I never thought about that.
I guess you
that.
Could have a big dick that maybe didn't work.
Yeah.
Healthily.
We should,
or
weird looking. We should have a poll where we ask people with big dicks how many of them have sucked their own dicks.
Oh.
Do you think more? Do you think every person with a big dick has sucked their own dick?
I think if you can suck your own dick, you'd do it. I
mean, I've done it. Yeah? When I was younger, I did it.
Hell yeah.
It's like 20. I was more spry back then.
That's chill, man.
Yeah.
Was someone pushing on your back, or you just stretched out?
It was my pastor's head. He taught me.
That's beautiful. You, see, it wasn't for nothing.
Yeah,
well,
no.
Well,
it was worth it.
All right.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess maybe cult leaders.
I think cult probably had bigger dicks. Who killed more people?
Whoa.
Serial killers, surely.
Well,
because there's cults
that
don't kill.
But then there's like, oh, here comes a comet. Everybody drink poison.
Yeah.
Jim Jones. I mean, that one right there, probably more people killed than all the fucking serial killers.
How many people died in Jonestown?
I don't know.
It was like 100 or
couple,
something?
No, 100, something like that?
Yeah, I think it was more than that. It was a whole fucking village. They had an
airport.
They had a fucking...
That aerial shot at that village with all those dead people is fucking nuts.
Oh, have you heard the audio?
No. Yeah.
Of him like telling like, mother, give that baby that...
Yeah.
And he's like... He's got this weird fucking cackly laugh. It's insane.
I want his sunglasses really bad.
Oh, he does have cool
They're
sunglasses.
Expensive as fuck. Yeah. But yeah.
Really?
I think they're a few hundred bucks.
Really? Yeah. Are they Ray-Bans or something?
No, there's some weird brand.
Oh, I thought you meant you want his sunglasses.
I mean, that'd be cool. But
I want his skull with his sunglasses on it.
Yeah.
And I want to start a new religion and be like, we're back, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jonestown 2.
Yeah.
He wore those because he was just on pills all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's smart. I need to do pills. What was the question?
Who killed more people?
I think altogether, probably serial killers. Just because they're, you know, it's only every few years that you hear about like a big cult. But there's there's, you know, serial killers just around right now that we don't even know about. Just like stabbing people. Yeah. They're binding. They're torturing. Okay. They're killing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bacon, right. Lettuce, tomato.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's also what's killing people. Because, I mean, some of these places are like, hey, you're gay. You're fucking.
Oh, yeah. that's
a
true.
Sin. Mm-hmm. You got to kill yourself.
That's
or,
true.
Or, you know. I don't know.
I think serial killers, man.
Yeah. Well.
That's what they do.
That is their whole shtick. I think, though, that a cult can do more damage.
Yeah.
That's true. There's more people in it.
Yeah.
Well, which is, we'll give that one to serial killers kill more, but that means you lose the round. So that one goes to, cult leaders. That was better for cult leaders.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Is it better to take someone's life or their mind?
Ooh.
Cause I mean, you kill someone, you killed them, although you may bind and torture them, or you may put them in a pit, or you may do whatever, like, you know, you remember Red State?
Yeah.
I mean, you may do whatever you do.
Yeah.
Fuck with them a little bit. But then they're gone. But, like, you take someone, separate them from their family, their support system, everyone they know, use them, manipulate them.
Yeah.
What, you know, I mean, which is worse?
I think it's worse to fuck with somebody's mind. Just because, like, if you kill the body, then it kind of stops there.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
But if that person lives and they're fucked up, then it's just going to ripple through so many other people's lives.
I think that's kind of how I feel about prison. I think that, like, it's almost, I'm not saying kill everyone, but I'm saying it's almost worse to just take a living thing's freedom away.
Yeah.
And put it in, any prison is torture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, I committed this crime. You have to go do however many years.
Right.
No, you have to do, it's not that you're separated from society for 3 years. You're going to get raped. You're going to get spend all your time scared.
Yeah.
You're going to have to become racist to survive.
It's going
to
cost your family money too.
Yeah. You can't do it. Yeah. And, I think that type of shit, the fucking with the mind is worse than killing. So I think fucking with the mind.
I mean, I think it's probably worse to fuck with the mind, though. I think serial killers are probably oftentimes really fucking with people's brains before they kill them.
Yeah.
lots of real fear.
And now that I think about it, you can also bounce back from, like, you'll watch these documentaries about cults. There'll be people who are like, yeah, we kind of got swept away in this.
Oh, that's true.
They're back to regular life.
Yeah. Pretty
much. Like, Gary isn't destroyed.
No.
You know? I mean, he's like back to regular life.
He's okay. I mean, obviously send money to him.
Please send money to him, but also Gary's sort of more of like
please.
His mom drug him into this thing. It wasn't
join the cult.
Pulled
into it.
No.
All right. Here's one. Better style.
Ooh.
You either got.
Damn. Or
you haven't got.
I feel like cult. Yeah, cult. I mean, are you talking about personal cult. Style or?
Well, Sean's saying Zodiac had a big bucket head.
No, that's true. He did have a big bucket head.
He had a big bucket head.
He had his a cool logo. Mm-hmm.
That he stole from a watch.
Red Dragon got that creepy, at least in Manhunter, he got that creepy thing over his head.
Yeah.
That's creepy as hell.
Uh-huh.
And pretty cool, too.
Dexter had his own shtick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of Hawaiian shirts.
I mean, a serial killer's thing is, it's all style. It's like, I have to do this. First, I have to find a person. Then I have to put them in a car. And then I have to, you know. Like,
yeah.
But cults, like, costumes.
Heaven's Gate had some Reeboks, right? No.
Yeah, it was Adidas, I think.
Was it Adidas?
I think it was Adidas.
Hey, call in and let us know.
Now that I think about it, all their style's pretty stupid. I mean, I can't think of any cult who's like, well, you know, say what you will. Because everyone hates the Nazis, but you can look at them and go, that's a badass outfit.
Yeah, their outfits are scary,
But, like, you look at a Hare Krishna, you look at, like, the fucking, whoever it was in Wild Wild Country, I can't even think of the name of that cult.
Yeah.
Like, you look at him, you're like, they're just wearing kind of burgundy.
It's just robes.
Yeah.
Tones.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, serial killers, they're stylish. They're mostly about style.
Some of them, yeah. Okay.
They're hot.
Top hat.
Sexy. Jack the Ripper's definitely got a top hat. He's probably got a three-piece suit.
Cape.
Velvet jacket.
A cane.
Leather gloves.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Spring-loaded boots.
Yeah. Probably a funny mustache that he twirls before he's ripping.
I feel like Ted Bundy always wore polo shirts for some reason.
Maybe.
I always picture him wearing polos.
I believe that.
Yeah. So he didn't have style.
No.
Polos are kind of lame.
Man, hands down. Who's your favorite serial killer?
Ooh.
I think Bundy, probably.
Just because he was terrifying.
Horrifying.
Oh,
yeah,
he'd like awful.
Drill holes in people's heads and try to think he was going to control them somehow.
Awful.
Hey, Gary,
awful guy.
That's nothing.
What?
Panzram.
Panzram.
Oh, you love Panzram.
What a fucking psycho.
Yeah.
Panzram was like before there even was a serial killer.
Yeah.
Back in like the fucking 30s and shit. He raped hobos. He murdered so many. He was like a fucking psychopath. And he like wrote this book along with the help of a prison guard who's just sort of like, I'm a horrible person. Mm-hmm. If I could, I would kill every human being on earth. And here are the people I've killed. And this is when. And like they would go back and go, well, someone did die in that city at that time. So, like they picked him up on, like, robbery. And he's like, y'all don't know shit. I killed hundreds of people.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's just horrible. He like, killed, like, he just raped dudes all the time.
Yep.
And, like, he just killed fucking people. He's just a fucking monster. But he had, like, this little tiny thread of him who knew that was crazy and wrong. But, you know. Yeah, that's the best. He's fucking the worst. I mean, nothing against your fucking
little Dick Bundy.
Yeah, your little college professor.
Little Dick Bundy.
He was the one that did the broken arm bit, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh, that's a real bit?
Yeah, he would, you know, like have his arm in a sling and be like, oh, I'm trying to load this couch in my van. Will you help me out with it?
You mean Silence of the Lambs ripped that off?
I think so.
Oh, man.
Ripped from the headlines.
Wow.
I'm in a full body cast. Can you help me out? He just walks
Who's
out of the
favorite?
Back of it.
Who's your favorite, Sean?
My favorite. Oh, boy. Oh, man. I don't know.
Zodiac, right?
I guess it's Zodiac.
Yeah,
I love the movie Zodiac, and I love the story of Zodiac. I don't know if I love Zodiac himself.
Well, not love. He's your favorite.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about cult leader? Who's your favorite cult leader?
Ooh. I guess maybe Jim Jones. He's like the quintessential cult leader. He's like the coolest cult leader.
He is cool. He's just fucking and doing pills and then just got a little out of hand.
I think L. Ron Hubbard.
Oh, yeah. You like L. Ron?
I think L. Ron was like writing science fiction.
Yeah.
And then was like, no, you know what? All that stuff's true. And people are like, okay, sure.
It makes me wonder if people like him are just so smart that they're like, I just want to see if I can do this.
I mean, I don't know. It's just fucked up. We'll do these quick.
Okay.
Right? Tell me how you feel.
Lightning round.
All right. Which does more damage? I'm talking about ripple effect.
You
see about a cult and you go, ooh, that's fucked up. You see about a serial killer, ooh, that's fucked up.
I'm going to say cults on this one.
Yeah.
And just because of what it does to people's families. And then also if you look at just a bunch of different cults, like the government has ended up looking really bad when it comes to a lot of cults. Yeah. Like with Waco, they completely fucked up. Ruby Ridge, they completely fucked up.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, it definitely, I would say during the 90s caused some distrust of the government, even though people did not agree with what those cults were doing.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Good point.
Sean? I agree with Gary. Gary's right.
All right.
He sold me.
Who has better followers?
Ooh.
I mean, there's people who follow cults and there's people who are really into
serial killers. I feel like I get kind of annoyed by people who are into either of those things, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, though I do think they're cool also. Mm-hmm. Man, who has better followers? Better followers?
Yeah.
Better?
Yeah.
I feel like people who like serial killers are less likely to also be serial killers.
Yeah, they're just rubbernecking.
I think cult leader, like people who are into cults might go, you know what? I could get into being a cult.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every time I'm interested in cults, that's just because I'm like, I can start a cult.
Yeah.
Gary?
I'm going to have to say cult leaders on this one. Because I feel like their followers are willing to die for them, where I don't...
Oh, that's a really good follower, yeah.
Yeah, that is a good follower.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's probably some people who would like to be killed by their favorite serial killer, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lid for every jar.
Yeah.
Okay. These are two questions basically the same, more disturbing, more evil. Which is more evil?
Oh, man. I think
they're both evil.
Serial killers.
I think serial killers are more evil just because, like... Man, some of the Bundy shit is horrifying.
Yeah.
Just like running into a dorm room and hitting a woman with a
piece of wood.
Just
a piece of wood.
And just like, it's just awful. Just awful, agreed, awful shit.
Yeah. Agreed.
Whereas, like, I mean, it's awful to poison a bunch of people, but I think if you die of poison, you're probably.
Yeah.
And then you're dead.
But there's something. I mean, they're both calculated and just sinister.
Yeah, they're so evil. Yeah.
But I think that you could be a cult leader and somehow have your heart in the right place. Like, if you're psychotic and you're a serial killer, you're going, I'm going to go kill people. I think I don't know if you can be as an effective a cult leader if you buy into your own bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think some of them do, at least starting out, go, I'm trying to help people. And then they get a taste of that power and they go, fucking bad.
Yeah. I think there's a way to be a cult where you're just like, hey, let's go help people today.
Yeah.
Though
I think they're both evil. I think they're both disturbing.
Yes.
I would say serial killers are more evil.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, I don't even feel like they would want to be around people as much as a cult leader would. Uh-huh. Like, they just hate life.
Yeah. At least a cult leader likes to, you know, maybe have a disco dance every once in a while.
That's true.
He likes company.
Yeah.
All right.
He likes to talk, play cards.
Well, other side, which is more fun?
Oh.
Come on. Orgies?
Yeah.
Orgies are really fun.
But also, I'm going to make a throne out of human skulls.
Yeah.
That's fun.
A nice human skull throne is very fun.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Also, the aforementioned dick lamp.
Right.
The dick lamp.
Fun.
The movies you inspire.
Snuggie made of back skin.
Yes. Back skin snuggie. Yeah. It's really warm. Leather is so warm.
Yeah. But I think that you can have more fun with friends. So a cult is like, you know, we're doing this orgy together.
Yeah.
We're going to sacrifice this goat or this virgin
yeah.
as a team.
Yeah.
I think that was the order of the Temple of the Sun, where they would like set people on fire.
Oh, really?
Wow. I I'd have to look that up, but yeah. That
sounds fun.
But there's some cult that would do that. They were like, oh, set people on fire for the sun or whatever.
Less serial killers now because of video games? Do you think people play video games and then they never ever go out?
They get it out of their system?
Oh. This is my theory. I think that serial killers are old school and it's now shooters. I don't think Americans have the patience to be a serial killer.
Wow.
That's a good point.
I think he's on to something.
I think, yeah, we need instant YouTube. Gratification, and that's why you go and you shoot 50 people at a country concert.
I think also when you're like going to go be a shooter, you go into it knowing you're not getting away with it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
If you want to be a serial killer, you're like, fuck, DNA.
It's so hard.
There's a camera. Every person in the world has a video camera on them. Every corner, every street corner, every store has a camera in it. Mm-hmm. I could never get away with serial killing.
So hard to be serial killer.
Imagine being a serial killer in the Old West.
Oh my God.
It'd be awesome.
Jesus Christ. You could do whatever you fucking want.
Just kill your neighbor and your other neighbor would just be like, what happened? You'd be like, I don't know.
You could be in a bunkhouse with 8 cowboys, kill all of them, and just go east.
I didn't do
no
it.
No one will ever see you. Yeah. I don't know.
Prove I did it.
Some engines did it.
We don't even know how to prove things.
Yeah. Prove. What do you mean?
What's blood?
Yeah. All right. Final question before we settle this once and for all.
Uh-oh.
Which would you rather be? Come on. You fantasize about
them. Man.
Man.
I'd rather be a serial killer. I couldn't handle being a cult leader. It's like too much responsibility.
You would be a great serial killer.
Yeah. Thank you.
Gary, you would be a great cult leader.
I think I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got leadership skills. I'm a manager.
I think the cool thing about being a serial killer is it really is like a lot of it is just going, okay, like what do I need to do this and get away?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like some people, like Bundy was, I don't know how the fuck he got away so much because he was reckless.
Just luck.
Yeah.
Like he would just like go to a place and kill some people and then like manage to get away. But like
it's
the
weird.
Smart ones are like, okay, I know where this person is when. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go there. I'm going to do that. And then I'll get away and no one will ever see me.
It's like I think there's some part of them are like, somebody stop me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that Patrice O'Neill bit about fucking without a condom?
Oh, like, yeah.
She's stop me. What are you doing? I'm gonna do it. She's gonna stop me. You know, but that's like I think a lot of these killers are like, they haven't stopped me yet. I'm gonna write them a letter.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fucking give them clues.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do whatever. And they I think part of them wants to be stopped. But yeah. I don't know. I think you're onto something. Yeah.
There's also something cool about I think everybody wants to be really smart.
Yeah.
And like serial killers are I'm so smart that I can do the worst thing and no one can stop me. Yeah. I don't know. There's
maybe
I'll do it.
Well,
maybe I should be a serial killer, Gary.
You should.
Thank you.
Gary, what would you rather be?
Cult leader sounds fun. It seems like a lot of drugs and sex.
Yeah,
and
you
like
love
that.
Drugs.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Serial killer just, there's something romantic about it. You know?
It is.
Mm-hmm. I can see you being a good time.
It's like the total opposite of like the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah.
But like you're like, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. I could do like a YouTube DIY tutorial.
Yes.
For like, you know, how to make.
I think that if I wouldn't be a serial killer because of how I think that I am blessed, if not lucky. I think I have a lot of wonderful things in my life. And I'm very happy. But mm-hmm. I would go. Get someone, throw them in the trunk of my car, and then my transmission would go out.
Oh, or
I would never, you know how I'm with technology, everything is, I would never get away with it.
Yeah.
Because no matter how meticulously I planned it, something would fucking happen.
Yeah.
I'd run into someone I went to high school with.
Mm-hmm. But dial 911.
Yes.
You're going to want to be a mass shooter. Mass shooter is probably more up to
you. I don't
want
to be a mass shooter. But like, I think that if I were a serial killer and I killed people who... Who kind of had it coming? Like that. I think if I wanted to be a serial killer, want to be successful, I would just kill people that no one cares about.
Oh yeah,
spread it out.
That's the best thing
to do.
Don't
do any real pattern or anything like that.
No.
Yeah,
I think that's when you start getting in trouble. A cult leader, I'd love to be a cult leader, but like, it seems like so much work.
It's a lot of work.
You can't walk away from that. You know,
FBI
like serial killer, you can pick it up, put it down when you feel like it. Cult leader, man. You got to keep everybody on board.
Yeah, you're doing like 3 or 4 services a week.
Yeah.
You're having to write speeches and shit.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
There's a lot of work managing personalities and stuff.
Yeah.
You got to get Fox News to tell everybody that you're a great president.
Oh, shit.
Got him.
Fucking, we got you.
Oh, shit.
We took a dump on Trump. That was the whole. He's both.
He's gonna, a serial you know what? Killer. He's going to hear this podcast and he's going to.
He's going to tweet us.
He's going to just quit president. He's going to be like. They got me too hard.
They should get that woman who went up to the EPA guy in the restaurant and was like, "You should quit." And then he was like, "Yeah," and he did. They should just take her everywhere around the world. Yeah. Like, you should stop.
Quit being a dick, dude.
Mr. Putin, there's someone who wants to talk to you. Come on. How many reporters have you? You should quit.
Yeah.
Oh, duh. I'm so sad.
So anyway.
It's a me, a Putin.
Well, here we are. We've come to the end. Let's figure out which is better. Did you move your opinions?
I think I'm still on serial killers. Though, you know, I have a certain affection for cult leaders, of course. But there's something nice about, you know, tearing somebody's skin off. You just cut all the skin off their whole body. That's,
yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice.
There's a beauty and purity to it.
Makeover.
First thing, you got too much skin, bitch.
Serial killer eye for the...
And it's like an actual eye in a jar. Yeah.
We are going to have to cut that nose off, sweetie.
Oh, my family didn't accept me because I was a serial killer. Well... Look at you now. You got five serial killer friends.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with those fingernails? Just ripping them out with pliers.
I think serial killers are like, ooh, what the fuck? That's evil. Pandram, he's my favorite serial killer. He raped little boys and smashed their heads in with rocks.
Sure.
Yeah.
And hung people with their own belts and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But there's something about Jim Jones that makes me go, you scumbag.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's something worse.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I may have moved my opinion. I think
there is like a nice mano-y-mano. Like serial killers really, they give you a chance, you know?
Yeah.
Serial killers are usually killing one person. If someone like karate kicks them in the head, then they're, you
most
know,
dangerous
they get away.
Game. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's impressive what they do.
Yeah. Unsung heroes.
Yeah.
Thinning out the herd.
A big hand for the serial killers out there.
If any of your family has been killed by a serial killer.
Oh, yeah. That would be. Yeah.
We're sorry.
That
for
seems
your
unlikely,
loss.
But yes, that's very sad, of course.
It must have happened.
We should do like a video series where we like how to make your own ball sack lamps and shit like that.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fun.
Just bloody as
we
hell.
We should play that kind of crafty music they play over YouTube videos.
Yeah. Like, little ukulele
playing it in high speed. Well, I had to stretch and tan the sack. All right, who won? Which is better?
Serial killers.
Serial killers.
Serial killers. I was a little bit off. All right, well, we did it, guys. Thanks so much.
And God bless America.
Hi, this is Mark Anunson. You know we have a lot of fun here on Which Is Better, and we hope you do too. Maybe you can show us a little appreciation and give us a great review. Give us a lot of stars. I know it sounds like bullshit, but it really does help.